Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and welcome to this week's episode of the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. Thank you guys for joining me each and every week, almost each and every week for this podcast. Very much appreciated. But for this podcast, what I want to talk about is actually a kind of a story podcast. And I don't do a lot of these, and there's a good reason why I don't do a lot of these, because I like to give a lot of tips and tricks and everything like that. But I've been getting a lot of emails recently about social media and how to acquire business through social media. So for a lot of photographers out there, or a lot of people in general, what they kind of feel like is if they post stuff on social media, if they post stuff on social media enough, then enough people will recognize them and they'll get business. That typically happens to probably, this is a non-scientific number, but probably like 2% of the people out there, maybe even less than that, where people just find you with you just haphazardly posting stuff on social media. So what I want to talk about is a really quick story on how I got business from posting one post on Instagram. Now, I've talked about this on a previous podcast before, not a Sleek Lens podcast, but another podcast I was on. I talked about this story, but for those of you who don't know this, I want to kind of mention it again. So if you've listened to other podcasts that I've been on, then you probably heard this story before. But it's a really good story, a really good example of why you should use social media and how you should actually target it for a specific audience. Okay, so the story basically starts out as I went to the grocery store to pick up some just odds and ends in the grocery store. And I mainly do, for my style of photography, I mainly do almost 99% of the time real estate photography. I mentioned that before, where, you know, I'll go to homes for realtors or people that are selling their home, take the interior, exterior photos of their home, and that's about it. So that's my main style of photography. So when I was going into the grocery store, they have these magazines on the racks, like as soon as you enter the grocery store. And there was a magazine called Triad New Home Guide. And basically, it's just a magazine of homes that are for sale from builders and just normal realtors, stuff like that. And it was a magazine that was specifically designed for realtors and real estate agents. So what I did is, as I was leaving the store, I picked up the magazine. I thought, hey, it'd be kind of a cool thing to flip through, get some ideas, maybe some cool photos are in there that I can find inspiration from, and maybe I can grab some contact information for builders or realtors or something like that, and kind of ask them if they want professional photos taken of their listings, stuff like that. Nothing crazy. I wasn't going to run through the magazine and find a bunch of emails and just start mass emailing people. I was going to strategically target my audience of what I want to get from them. And so when I got home, it was kind of in the morning. When I got home, I made a small cup of coffee and came up to my office and put the magazine on my desk and put the coffee right next to the magazine. And I didn't think anything of it for about 5 minutes. I was letting my coffee cool down a little bit. And I turned around and I noticed that the magazine and the coffee were kind of there sitting there. And I was like, well, you know what? That'll make a good quick photo. So I kind of lined up the magazine a little bit, placed the coffee there, and I took a quick photo of the magazine and the coffee together. And so it was one of those things where you just kind of see it and you're like, yeah, that's kind of cool. So I posted it on Instagram on my business Instagram page. I posted it there, and I wrote the caption of doing a little homework or something along those lines, doing a little research, something along those lines. And I tagged the magazine in the post. I tagged the actual company that has the magazine in the post. Now, I've done this kind of stuff before where I would tag a company in the post, and either it was a small company or a very large company. I would tag them in a post, and, you know, nothing really came out of it. So I didn't have my hopes up too much. So I tagged them in the post, and I actually went and looked at their profile. And unfortunately, when I looked at their profile, I noticed that they had only two photos on their profile, and one, the most recent one, was probably like a year old or something along those lines. It was a very long time ago, so it's not a profile that looked like it was being updated all the time or even checked all the time. So I really had zero hopes that I would hear back from that particular company, and you know, I really didn't set out to hear back from them anyway, but I thought I would tag them in it just as a quick saying of, you know, thanks for the magazine, something like that. You know, I just wanted to get them to hopefully notice me because I could actually contribute to the magazine with my photography. But, you know, if it didn't, it didn't really hurt anything. So I think about a week went by and I heard back from the company on Instagram, which was surprising because, again, their profile wasn't checked a lot. So I actually heard back, and really all they said was, great image. Would you mind if we repost it? And I said, I wrote back a comment and I said, of course not. Go ahead and repost it. That's totally fine. And so I thought that was pretty much the end of it. So roughly about another week went by and I actually got a call from the owner of that company. He found my business page through my Instagram. He found all that information and he gave me a call and we probably talked for about 30 minutes or so. And he said that there's actually a new program that they're starting up. It's now kind of ended right now, but at that time there was a program that was starting up where they were doing drone video, drone photos, stuff like that. And it's actually the Inspire 2 drone that they were purchasing, which the reason they were contacting me was because for that particular drone, you can have two people operating the drone at one time. You can have one person that's flying the drone and paying attention to that only, and you can have the other person who is actually taking photos, taking the video, kind of doing the more photography example of it, kind of being a director of photography in a way, a cinematic person kind of thing, just concentrating on getting really cool video, really cool photos, stuff like that. And so they saw my information. They saw that I had drone work. And so he wanted to call me in and say, hey, can you come talk to us for a little bit about, you know, what kind of stuff that you do? So I set up a meeting with them. I went in with them and talked to him for a while. And we kind of came to an agreement where I would be the photography person in that little drone program that they're doing. And that was kind of a cool little thing. It was kind of a cool little side gig. And so basically, yeah, what basically happened was I met with them. We came to terms on pricing for me and the number of hours that I could work for them. And basically that was it. I got a real quick job that actually lasted almost a year. As of right now, it's still on hold, I believe. But it lasted almost a year, where basically all I had to do, and it was fun work, to tell you the truth. All I had to do was meet the guy at one of these communities or something, like these housing communities, and get quick photo and video, and that was about it. So it wasn't really like I was doing manual labor or anything. I was just participating in a cool drone program, getting cool photos and video, and that was about it. So it was very easy work. The only, I guess, time consuming part and the only bad part about that thing was we didn't have a really good schedule. So, you know, he would call me at last minute and say, hey, can you meet me here? And I would have other things going on. And so it was kind of hard to do that way. But for the actual job portion, it was very, very nice and very easy work. And that basically was it. So, all of that to say, I got a really easy, fun job, just posting one small picture on Instagram that I don't even think the like count went up past 10 likes or something like that. But I tagged the right person in it. I tagged the company in it. And I really, again, wasn't setting out to get the job. I didn't even think that was an option. But yeah, it was a fun little job. And I mean, the amount of hours I had to work a week were very minimal. So it really didn't interfere with anything else I had going on except for the whole scheduling conflict. But it was a really cool experience, and it was fun to do. And again, it just came out of posting a real quick photo on Instagram. It really didn't have any meaning behind it. So for those of you who are kind of trying to get jobs on Instagram, it's not a matter of just throwing photos on social, especially Instagram. It's not a matter of just throwing a bunch of photos everywhere and hoping that somebody finds you. It's making sure you develop the connection with the person. So again, if you see something as small as a magazine that I found in a grocery store, if you see something that way, and you you know, you go out there and you're like, hey, this will make a cool photo. If something happens from it, then great. If something doesn't happen from it, then I'm sure you'll come up with a really cool idea for another Instagram post or another social media post, Facebook, anything like that. So yeah, that was just a really quick story. And this was just basically, again, because I'm getting a lot of emails on how to get jobs on for this person, especially how to get jobs on Instagram by posting your photos. And the real quick answer is there's no magic bullet when it comes to that stuff. It's a matter of honestly luck and a little bit of strategic placement of photos, tags, hashtags, all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to share that with you guys as a little bit of almost inspiration of just, you know, keep pushing it, keep going, and something will eventually come out of it as long as you put in the hard work for it. So yeah, that was just a really quick podcast there, but a couple housekeeping things I want to mention here as far as Sleek Lens goes is we are still doing the BenQ 32-inch monitor giveaway. I mentioned that, I believe, in the last podcast. I'll have details in the podcast description of how to enter that if you haven't already. It's a really cool giveaway that we're doing. I love that monitor. I really hate that I don't have room for it on my desk. We're giving away that monitor. The giveaway ends on November 30th, so that's when the entries can come in. And the actual giveaway date when we announce the winner is, I believe, December 3rd. So we're going to give that away then, and again, it's a free entry. You don't have to buy anything or anything like that. You just got to follow the few instructions of how to enter the contest, and we will pick the winner on December 3rd of this year. So that's one cool thing, and also one thing that we just released, I believe it was last week, is the a brand new course that we have for those of you who are kind of beginning in Lightroom. And not sure where to go. I know Lightroom can be kind of intimidating at some point, but we actually just released a brand new course that's actually taught by me. It's a brand new Lightroom for Beginners course, and it has 5.5 hours of content, 33 videos. You get sample images for downloads. You actually get an exclusive set of Lightroom presets as well to kind of start off your Lightroom preset collection there. So it's a really cool course. I really had fun doing that one as well. So it's really fun to record those things. So that's about it, guys. If you want to check any information about all the stuff that I mentioned, just check the podcast show notes. They'll be in the description. And thank you guys for joining me, as always, in this week's podcast. So thank you guys for joining me, and I will see you in the next week's podcast.